say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. So if you heard the show that came out while we were in Nashville, it was called, what did I call it? I already put it out, and I can't remember. It was a funny title. Oh, From Margaritas to Glory Holes. That was the name of the episode. Yeah, you were the inspiration for that one, from talking about the glory hole so much. I had a great time with y'all, so I wanted y'all to come back and do another one, where like we can kind of talk more about stuff going on with y'all especially. And then cowgirl over here is just so goddamn fun to be around. I was like, let's fucking include her. Anyway, this is so fucking hard right now.
Are you gonna let me ride you later?
Yes.
Oh no,
I don't care where it's to or what we're doing, I'm down.
I thought that's why I was here, to ride you.
God damn, I hope so.
Brianna's gonna put you on the leash. Yeah.
See, last night I wouldn't have been okay with this. Today I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Oh, we've got him down. We've got you all here down.
Yeah. Well, I'm struggling over here. Anyway, y'all were supposed to keep talking.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Oh, y'all are all hungover, aren't
we
you?
We are.
I mean, you need some mushrooms.
I was puking in the front yard when we pulled up.
And it's y'all's fault, too, because I wanted to take it easy.
Oh, says the guy who went to an after party with famous people that did not invite us.
I told y'all to literally come. You know, I want to. And by the way, this is how you guys are dumbasses, and I'm not, is I told y'all all night without me even knowing that the fucking good people, not the good people, everybody's good, but the folks we wanted to be around was going to be in that area. I told y'all all night. You're like, no, I want to stay on Broadway.
I didn't hear this conversation.
I never got that conversation. Yes.
I told y'all the good places to go was Losers and over in that area. And y'all like, no, we want to stay on Broadway.
We just wanted to dance.
Are the people talking in your head again? Because you never said that to us. Because we would have went and saw Hardy.
I didn't know.
You're talking about the Ed Hardy, right?
The Ed Hardy.
Wait, Ed Hardy. Hardy, the country music singer.
Okay, what does he sing?
Oh, no.
The fuck are you talking? They couldn't be kicking
Hardy
in yet.
You don't know who Hardy is?
What does he
yes,
sing?
Yes, you do.
Oh, is
Wait
it
in
truck
the truck?
Bed? Yes. Truck bed. I woke up in truck bed.
Yeah.
This morning, last yeah. night. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You could.
That's like a recap yeah. of my night.
Yeah. Anyway, this will teach everybody
on
a
the
lesson.
Wrong side of the truck
Don't
bed tonight.
Fucking
yeah.
go to Broadway when you can go to Losers and all that kind of shit. It's way better. And just happened, there was a private party there last night, and we have somebody that got us in. Y'all could have been with us. Y'all didn't want to go that side of town. Y'all wanted to be under the lights and neon and shit.
I hope they know we're coming for them tonight.
Oh, it's going to be so good tonight. With the CMAs in town, as soon as that gets done. And see, like, y'all can behave, too. That's what's cool about y'all. Like, y'all are fun to be. You did not.
You were fine, though.
You had fun.
I had a blast.
Have you seen? You wouldn't because you're not. You don't. I don't. Ugh. You're not on my Snapchat. I have a great video
of
you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it is fucking wonderful. I've watched it 3 times today, at least.
I'm going to add you on Snap now.
All right, hold on. Yeah,
I need to see this.
Hold on. I'm going to show all of you right now.
Matt showed me a video of me singing, and I said, who the fuck put me there?
Yeah, that's kind of.
All
you.
You like did 3 songs. You're doing great.
Yeah, your tits are on my Snapchat from last night.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Wild.
Well, it was when you were dancing, like one fell out, and I didn't know one fell out. I didn't see your tit fall out.
No, I remember this now because I was dancing and I was like, oh, I know so many people saw my titties because I looked them all in the eye at the same time. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And I didn't know it was out until somebody like texted me this morning and be like, that bitch's titties out.
Wait, did you save that video? Yeah. I want that video.
And I went back and looked and I was like, that bitch's titties out. I was like, fuck yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Boy, you right here.
You were rocking it.
Oh my God.
You are fucking plastered.
That's terrible.
Now let me tell you what's even better besides for this. You didn't go in there and request that song. You just got the fuck up on stage because it was playing. Because
you liked it.
That's it. No. Yeah, and it was even better because the damn mic wasn't even turned on and your dumb ass thought it was.
Thank God it wasn't turned on because I swear that would have been.
No,
bad.
No, you were loud enough. Yeah, you were loud enough the whole fucking bar heard you.
They heard me.
Yeah.
Everyone loved it. It was amazing.
It was fucking awesome. It's a karaoke bar. It's going to be bad.
I always
liked Doug McKee. You were singing that one, I think.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, you did Dixieland a lot.
You were up there honky tonking it.
No way.
It was fucking wonderful to me.
I loved
that. And then this old dude.
Oh, he killed
that
it.
That dude got up there and fucking was smashing.
He killed
really?
It.
Yeah.
What the fuck? See, I don't remember any of this shit.
Because you were black the fuck out.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
It must have been the first three tequila shots that Brianna recommended.
No, we didn't do tequila.
Did we take
Vegas,
shots?
Vegas.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God,
that's,
damn. That's what did me in.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Like I was saying earlier, we're all really confident, strong women. So even though we all were completely plastered, we all can keep it together enough where we're not fools. We're not, you know, none of us are rude.
Your titties were out, flopping out.
Well, other than me.
I don't think anybody had a problem with that. I don't think that was an issue.
I'm going to exclude myself and say all of you guys were really well at handling yourself. I ended up in front of a hot dog stand twice last night.
Twice. Last night. No, I asked you. I remember asking. I said,
I'd never eat them street hot dogs, and goddamn it, if Will didn't buy me one, and I fucking devoured it. That is why my stomach hates me today.
That's probably the same reason why I threw up. That's probably why the hot dog's why I threw up.
Because you ate cat, and not the good kind. Like, I'm telling you, that shit was disgusting.
So I actually have a cat or dog at some point in my life. Actually, when I was in Brazil, the street vendors there, they do serve cat and dog, and I got a kebab.
I didn't think that's...
A dog cat?
No, just cat and dog. It was it was a mix.
I didn't think that's the way that story
was going.
That was
probably really...
I was
like, wait a minute, what's she going to say?
I was going to say, that was probably pretty controversial. I don't know if that's the best thing to be saying.
It's okay. It's in a different country.
I don't need PETA coming after me and thinking I'm over here, like being weird.
They would hate you anyway because you weren't with horses.
You're worried about getting, you guys are worried about your kids. I'm worried about my horses getting taken away.
I think you're fine. I think you're fine. Yeah, y'all were the ones pushing the shots last night. I've been trying not to take shots anymore. Y'all will figure out today. This show, like our Live Oak shows, are a big deal for me because of the people you get to work with and the artists and everything that are coming. And back when we first started, like Sarah's been to a bunch of them with us. Like everybody in there wants to play the next one that I do. So they always buy you shots. And it's from the time we get there until it's fucking over.
They want you to do what?
Want you to fucking get plastered.
Yes.
Why?
Because everybody likes me better when I'm drunk because I'm not an asshole anymore.
Time.
Yeah. And it is fun. Like, today, you're going to cry. Like, you will cry at some point in time today, 100%. If you like.
Brian are like, we can't handle that. We're too mentally ill.
Everybody is where we're going.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Everybody's fucking songwriters and somebody.
Oh, that's right. They're all sad people.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah,
feelings.
It is all going to be fucked up.
Cool.
But it's good. Like, but it's all. I always say, like, fucked up people don't judge fucked up people.
Yeah.
And, like, with our family and everything, that we want y'all to come and do stuff with us now, too. Every one of us is traumatized. We're fucking, we're the island of misfit toys over here. Like, we really are, but we appreciate each other. And we like how we are with that.
Yeah.
So, would you say that your whole community that you've built is pretty positive towards sex workers? Or what would you say about that? Because, like, I would assume that with country comes conservative, and I would think that a lot of country artists wouldn't actually want to usually like join.
Well, not only that, but like you've expressed before that you've definitely experienced like...
Yeah, I've experienced a lot of backlash from the country community. So I'm wondering like, how does that connect? How do you connect it? How does it work?
For me, I like having strong, badass women around. Mm-hmm. What y'all do makes you... I don't know. I don't even know. It's like a fucking superpower, damn near. Like, right? Like, I get it. Like, it's cool. You're so confident in yourself that you do it. And with a bunch of the guys and females that we work with, they don't look like they don't see it as a bad thing,
right?
At all. It's like, fuck, I'm whoring myself out, telling bad jokes, you know. And why would I get mad at somebody for showing their body and being confident with showing their body, right? Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, and with everybody that you'll meet today or you met yesterday, whether you know it or not, we all have the same goal. Mm-hmm. And it's not to be rich, it ain't to be famous, it's we want to be successful. And all of us have our own idea of success. Mm-hmm. And so like we're not jealous people.
No.
Like we don't sit here and get mad at you if we think you're better looking than somebody else, or if you have more money than someone else, right, or whatever. We don't. We're like, we're happy for them.
Mm-hmm. It's what I like about this whole family here is that everybody wants, like you said, the success for everybody else. And if one of us is really excelling and it's like you're taking off, everybody's rooting you along. Mm-hmm. So nobody takes it and categorizes, like, for say, like us, like, oh, they're the sex workers. It's not like that. Nobody looks at it as a label. It's like everybody, you know, we're all like proud of each other's hustle. Yeah. So it's not even like, oh, they're doing this for a living. It's like, you know, artists are creative. That's just part of like the creativity and what you've got going for you. And I think that there's so much encouragement with each one of us that everybody's rooting you along.
I love that because I'm so tired of the negativity.
We're from the same area. Yeah. We deal with the same people, and they're pretty, I mean, we live in a pretty conservative area where it's very small, so everybody knows everybody. And I would definitely say, like, you got a lot of positivity, but I would say the little bit of negativity that you did get, it's all really actually from our small area.
Oh, that's how my show is. Mm-hmm. I've got the rest of the fucking world that listens to my show, literally, and my hometown doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, fans, they don't. My hometown will not support, and this is going to sound like the stupidest fucking thing. There's two people from where I am from that you would know their names in other rooms in the world, and it's me and Leonard Floyd, the guy who was a professional football player a couple years ago that played at Georgia, then won a Super Bowl with the Chargers. Mm-hmm. So I said, nobody else is going to know. I've got a Senate resolution in my name for the state of Georgia. Like, I'm in the fucking history books. And for what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you asked a question. I'm stupid.
No, for what?
Oh, that I thought you said that.
Yeah.
It's because I work.
I did ask a question.
I'm stupid. all the mental health stuff that I do, I work with a lot of charity organizations. Mm-hmm. Like, I love doing this and having fun with y'all, but that's what I believe God called me to do. Like, to take the taboo out of mental health.
So you do this so you can facilitate that.
Yeah. Like, if I could be anything, I'd be like an activist.
Yeah.
Like, and so, like, I work with Mission 22. I do a lot of veteran stuff.
Nice.
Like Mission 22, Creative Vets up here in Nashville, Project K9 Hero. Love y'all. But there's a lot of them. Like, that's what I think. When I was talking to y'all earlier about like me having the suicide attempt back in 2010, I don't feel like it's taboo anymore.
No,
like,
it's not.
I think it was supposed to happen to me, to be honest with you. Like, I think I'm strong enough to handle that battle and to share that battle.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I shared my story a little bit, like when I went through my struggles, but it was really tough because at that time I didn't know anyone who struggled with that. I knew, like, I didn't know what was going on with me. And no one like in my family or close to me had ever experienced it. And I feel like now you can share those things and talk about it. And it's important to know like what the heck is going on with us.
Well, you have to be around people that don't mind talking about it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that would be like, ugh, this is a touchy subject. I don't want to be on this subject.
Yeah. Those are the ones we those are the conversations we should be having, though.
Yeah, and I'm like,
the hard ones are the important ones.
And I'm like, let me tell you how I tried to kill myself.
That's exactly how I say it to people too. Because if you don't break the ice, a lot of people won't have the conversation, and you never know how having that conversation with that person could really change their life. I've had that conversation with lots of people, just bringing it up, just talking about my own struggles to them, just to see how they're feeling. Because a lot of people won't say how they're feeling unless someone else starts it first.
Yeah.
So, because like you said, you don't think you knew anyone that had postpartum depression, but you do.
Yeah.
You do know a lot of people.
Yeah.
They just don't talk about it.
Yeah, and the more you do, the more you realize, like, God, this money's nice. This other stuff's nice. But this is, I really do believe the stuff you've been through in life is setting you up for your purpose. A lot of people want to say, I just don't know what my purpose is, or I'm looking for my purpose. Your purpose is you. Like, everything that has happened to you up to this point, to this right now, is so you can spread it and help somebody. Like, it's not all about the rest of the stuff. Like, that's what I like. And with you guys, I feel like y'all are the same way. Our whole family, everybody's the same way. Like, we take the bad that we've been through. Fuck it. It happened. I always say, make it your purpose. Like, it's already happened to you, and I'll make it work for you. So, like, the bad shit, like, it's kind of what fuels me now.
Love that. Yeah.
So don't be depressed. Use it. Use it.
Working on it.
It's hard when you're in the middle of it. It really is. But honestly, mushrooms will really help you. What's the company that you've been... What's the company of mushrooms? Are you able to talk about that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing it on this episode. Yeah. I mean, I can. I just don't have the fucking bottle in front of me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mess their thing
up. You want to do a proper...
They'll have an ad before the show.
Yeah.
I'll fuck it up right now. There's a lot of big words in there, and me reading big words. I'm dyslexic too. So, like, me having to read on the spot with anything, I am horrible.
You know, I was an English teacher. I could probably help you with that.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Well, we could mark that fantasy off right now. Why can't you read? The cat was in the hat, and then the next thing you know,
it's getting hot in here.
God damn. I was comfortable. Fuck, I don't know what the fuck.
There were multiple people.
I just got flustered.
Do you feel like everything that you like are putting out there and going through right now, I feel like that's so important. Do you know how many women, even with my story, everybody always asks me, they're like, okay, you know, you're putting all this press out there that's so bad for your, you know, image, or people aren't going to want to work with you. And I'm like, do you know what that does? There are so many women out there who hide behind their life and don't feel like they can be themselves, and they read my story and it changes that for them. But it also helps them know that everybody struggles. We're struggling, you know, I'm struggling as a mom right now with doing sports and stuff with my kids because of how other people in real life, you know, suburbia, treat me. And I'm like, these are the only people that treat me like this. Everywhere else I go in this room, strong, independent women are uplifting, and they're telling you, like, keep going. And then you have Josh, who's always like, you know, he's on my team, and it feels so great. Like, I just feel like he's my brother. So with you putting that stuff out there, it's so inspiring, and you might not know right now, you know, it's hard to go through it. I feel like going through it, I feel like it takes a huge hit on your, like, mental health. It has for me. Like, I mean, I'm afraid to go out sometimes.
Yeah, but you got to look at it like this, though. If you're going through bad shit, when has you being negative ever helped it get better?
Right.
So, like, even if you're going through it and you're really going through it, be positive about it. Like, you don't ever know why you're, like, what the pain is, like, why you're in pain right now and why you don't understand it until you're on the other side of the pain. And then you're like, God damn, that was a lesson.
Yes.
That's what you're getting. Like, if you're dealing with that shit right now, you're getting taught a lesson. It just hurts. But you use that lesson and put it forward.
I know, but look at what you've done. I mean, you're teaching, and then you're making money, and you're doing that to better your life and stuff. And more women need to look at that like, wow, that's powerful. As opposed to, oh my God, she's doing this. Who cares what she's doing?
They're just jealous anyway.
Away, you know?
I would say, like, when those first news articles came out, and I mean, I didn't leave my house for like 3 days. I was like, I still won't go into like certain local places, like the smoothie place, because I'm like so scared. I'm like, I'm going to be judged so hardcore. And then I was like in the McDonald's drive-thru, and like people were like, oh my gosh, like whispering, like handing me my food. And I'm like, I just can't. I don't know. I feel like I'm moving past that into the other side, but it's just a lot sometimes. Yeah.
One of the best lessons I had to learn with my mental health was no one really gives a fuck about you. They're dealing with their own stuff. So, like, we sit here and beat ourselves up about what they're thinking about us. Mm-hmm. And they might think about us when they see us. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, they're dealing with their own shit. They don't really care.
Well, and you've got your husband. So, I feel like for both of you guys, actually, I feel like that's a huge game changer for whenever you're in this type of industry is having a significant other.
I laugh because I see comments all the time that they're like, good luck finding a husband. Oh, and I say, I guess I should return the one I already have. Like, I already have one. I don't know.
No return label on Philip.
So do you share your husband on your platforms?
So, I mean, we've done, like, group stuff. Yeah. So,
like,
yes.
Like, social media-wise, too? Like, are you, like...
Do you mean...
Do you keep it more private, or is it, like, oh, I'm married, here's my husband?
Oh, no, I always wear my ring, like, in my content and stuff, or, like, all of my pictures. But, like, I don't post, like, pictures of us outside of... I don't really...
I just started recently sharing, because mm-hmm. I was, like, okay, I am married, and I teeter with that, mm-hmm. you know, okay, here's my brand, my business, but then people want a part of your personal life too. And it's like, I've protected that so much mm-hmm. that now I'm like, okay, I think I'm able to let some of it be shown because I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. But it's hard.
In a way, but like, it's also kind of a fantasy for some people. Yes. Like, oh my gosh, she's married and she's doing these mm-hmm. things. Like, you know, it kind of makes them think that they have a chance.
I know. Or they see Matt and they're like, that's who she picked. And I'm like, yeah, that's who I picked. Aww. I like my big man. And, you know, and they're like, oh, well, I thought you'd be with, like, Derek Jeter. Hell no.
Oh, my goodness.
I like people the dad bod. Give me the belly. I'll lick it, you know?
God, that's fucking so funny to me about Matt.
You guys are so lucky, though, because honestly, being single and in this industry is a lot different. It's a lot. That's what I was asking you about.
Yeah,
you know,
tell me about it. I'm borderline on y'all shit. It is hard as fuck.
I bet girls, they're probably really intimidated by having girls around or just being out in the night. Like, forget the girls part. It's just the fact that you're even in nightlife, going out, just connected the way you are. You'd assume there's lots of groupies. Like, you got groupies?
It's not
groupies.
You got hoes? It's not groupies. You got hoes, but one thing about Nashville are just anything with social media or whatever, like, and I'm not knocking every one of them, but there's a lot of them. Ooh. There's a lot of them that'll suck some dick to get to where they want to go. Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll kiss a little ass and do whatever, but the second that somebody else comes along that can do something more for them, oh, they're gone, bro. Like, it's bad.
Oh no! Are we dropping names?
No.
I don't name drop.
There's too many of them that do that, right?
I mean, it's but dudes probably do the same thing here. Like, I imagine there's several dudes that'll go sleep with somebody if they think that she can better their career. Like, this is a career-driven industry. Mm-hmm. Like, all of us want to get somewhere, and some of us want to put in the hard work and actually grind and get there and pay our dues. And then some people, they're gonna try to fuck their way up there, and I'm just not.
I mean, I feel like people say that. I mean, I've seen comments that that's basically what I'm doing.
So we aren't fucking.
Nah, yes, yours is a little different. No, I wouldn't think that's what you were doing.
Yeah, you're not like.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think that. But as far as what you were asking, like the groupies and shit.
Yeah.
There's weird women.
Yeah.
There's weird. They always think I have more than what I have. Like, and they don't realize too, I'm very laid back. Like, the stuff that I put on social media is one thing. I'm a boring dad is what I am. Like,
I think we're all like that. I would say we're actually all kind of like,
what?
I am like kind of a grandma now. Like, I literally am like on the struggle bus today. Cause like, I don't go out. Like, I just live my life. I'm a normal person. And I feel like people don't get to see that part of you. Yeah. I would say you're not
on or you're not on.
I'm not. Yeah,
you're
not.
You don't have, it gets to a point where you don't have to do that no more. Yeah. That's like even last night, I loved hanging out with y'all. I had so much fun. But if I didn't want to fucking dance or be in a room full of people and we went to Kid Rock's, I'm going to walk the fuck outside, have me a beer, and then when y'all get ready to go, we'll go somewhere. I don't have to do that shit anymore. The mushroom thing, literally last year at our 2-year anniversary of the studio, I did the biggest dose up to that point that I had, which was probably like, I don't know, 1,500 milligrams, something, not enough to trip or anything. But it was a good dose. And they had a band playing inside, all this kind of stuff. And when it hit me, I walked outside and I had this realization moment. Like, I don't have to be in the party anymore to be happy.
Like, love that for you.
Like, I can, I don't have to sit here and fucking put on a show for people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, when the camera's on or mic's on, like, I got to work. But outside of that, why am I not doing what makes me happy? Mm-hmm. So, like, I literally sat in my truck, dropped the tailgate, and played the music that I wanted to hear the rest of the night while everybody was enjoying my party at the studio. And I was 10,000 more times happy. So, like, I can even be with y'all guys and you do whatever you want. And if you see me, like, at a corner of the bar and just minding my own business, I'm just as fucking happy. I don't have, I'm not going to do things anymore that don't make me happy, yeah, is the thing.
I feel like I can kind of relate to that because I get a lot of comments like, oh, you need to be doing this or you should do this or, like, you know, people being, like, complaining or being picky. But I'm like, I'm just a normal girl, like, living life. Like, this was – and then some people are like, oh, she planned all of this. Absolutely not. Oof. Like, I don't think you – I don't know. I'm just a normal.
You're a genius if you did. You're a fucking genius if you did.
I went to school to be a teacher too. Fuck. Like, that's all I had to do was out myself after getting a degree.
Like, I have a master's degree. Like, education literally was my life.
You know what I like that I've seen because of you, though? Like, it's just some of the posts that I've made on Facebook just sharing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been women that have expressed themselves more because of people like you and Sarah. And I hadn't posted none of your shit yet. I probably will though. But like our engagement pictures, probably. You keep looking at me that way.
I'm going to be honest, everything's moving right now. I love it. I'm actually, like, I was just thinking,
I
was like, I need to lay down because it's actually...
Yeah, it's
you're
good.
Right, though. Bree's right. I should have listened to Bree. I should have listened to the teacher.
That's what happens. That's what happens to me. That same mouth,
I told
right?
you to shut up so quick. I was like, Bree, shut the fuck up. No, I needed to listen to you.
Yeah, that a girl. But I've seen a lot of women that have opened up, like, especially sexually. Like, even on fucking Facebook, you'll see, like, a teacher, because you're a teacher, they'll be like, God damn. I wish I could do shit like that. And then you see it, and you're like, I went to high school with you.
Well,
like, I thought you were a prude. Huh?
There was another teacher.
Oh, yeah.
There was another teacher. Have you not heard the story about the other teacher?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I wish she was here.
Yeah.
She's hot.
I started working at St. Clair. This was my second year working there. I taught at a different school district 3 years, like, prior to that. But started working here, became really good friends with a teacher down the hall. Her name is Megan. And we were friends for like 6 months and we were out at Busch Stadium, like at a Cardinals game at a teacher night of all things. And someone made a joke about like selling, we should just start selling feet pics so we can make more money. And her and I like laughed and we like side eyed each other and we're like, wait, are you doing that? Like, are you doing that? And because this isn't something that you advertise you're doing to other teachers, right. Like you don't talk about this at work. And so we both had our own OnlyFans, but we didn't know the other was doing it, even though we were friends. And so she actually was also in the news because they saw her stuff from my page like 2 weeks ago.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's on leave right now too.
I definitely went to the wrong fucking school system. Fuck. Y'all are supposed to say something. I don't know. I just caught the second wave of my ride.
Yeah.
People
you feel me? Yeah.
That's so funny. People are saying, but like, you guys signed a moral clause and a con. No.
I don't like that. I don't. Yeah.
Fuck a moral clause.
Once again, what I said yesterday, you can't define another person's morals.
Right.
Yeah. Like, everybody's got a line that they won't cross. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't tell you what that fucking line is for you.
Mm-hmm. I crossed the line, actually.
It honestly does. Everybody wants to, look at us or say, oh, we're the ones at fault with the morals or whatever. And I'm like, time out. What about the freaking consumer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the consumer?
Yeah.
We're being punished. We're being, taken and thrown to the side. But yet you have all of these consumers on there. And what about those people? They're working their jobs. They're living with their families and, they've got to jack off before they go home to their wife or whatever. And it's like, hold on a minute. You're looking at us like we're the bad guy and we're respecting all of these people that, give us this livelihood because we're accepting. We don't care.
Yeah.
It's natural. Yeah. We're all animals. You know, that's a natural thing. So why are they treating us that way?
I always go back to, and I've said this a lot because, I mean, we're from a really conservative area. And I feel like religion gets thrown around a lot. And I always say, like, I'm pretty sure that all sins are viewed the same.
They are. Oh, yeah, let's get on that page. Yeah.
I just want to say
I mean, they all are. Of these religious people have probably never even read the Bible because Mary Magdalene was a hoe. And that was Jesus' homie. So, you know what I mean? If you really look at it, take it
But
apart.
I'm just saying, like, we're all sinners. Well, exactly. Like, sinning. Like, what?
There's people that want to put, a degree on sin. Right. And that's not what it says in the Bible. No. It's all sin is created equal. Mm-hmm. Like, you killing somebody and me lusting after a married woman is exactly the fucking same. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people just, they don't like that. They want to think, oh, when I tell a little white lie.
You're lying, you're gossiping, your judgment. Right. It's all the same. They're all
Jesus
sins.
Fucking loves me. Yeah. He loves that I do OnlyFans to, you know, create a better life for my fucking kids.
I don't think he'd care.
No, he would high five me.
You know,
the woman at the well.
He'd be like doing it with you, probably.
I don't know. I don't know if Jesus would be doing OnlyFans. But,
I don't know if
I'm taking it that far. He might, Anyway, I mean, he did have six-pack abs. He might look good naked. I don't know.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, that's too far?
Jesus was tan. He had a six-pack.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How do you know Jesus was tanned?
Where's he from?
Yeah.
He could have had ginger skin.
He was tan.
Your Jesus is tan.
He had a beard. Like, everyone loves beards now.
I know.
Yeah. It's because of me. But no, like, I don't like that y'all get treated that way in a small town. I know if I get treated the way I do with just the shit I say, it's unfair. But those same people are doing that same shit behind closed doors, or they want to be.
Right.
So the thing is I go on a lot of these rides, these long rides. Like, they're like 5 to 10, 15 day long rides. And somebody puts them all together. It's hosted by like a company usually. And there's actually like people who are kind of weird to me sometimes about what I do. They're aware of what I do. And I actually just got some new magnets to put on my trailer to drive like from the trailer.
Oh, I saw that.
The QR code. Yeah, with the QR code. But like, I wouldn't be able to drive my trailer in there.
Into the race and like register, which is crazy.
Register just like a normal person. Yeah.
Oh, come in. I think there's a photographer. Hey, come on in. Make yourself at home. We're still recording.
But I don't think that judgment is fair. And it's like you were telling me the story about the Only Angels girls in the Chuck Wagon race who got banned.
Yeah, they literally they were not able to run their Chuck Wagon. It's like connected to these four mules, horses, whichever driving team. And then they race with them. But there were some girls who had everybody has their wagon wrapped in their wrap, you know, their whatever company is. And they had Only Angels. Was the rap.
And they got banned.
Yeah, they were told they could not be Only Angels.
I think I said it to you while we were eating yesterday. There's gonna be a fucking massive lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, who's gonna do it first?
Yeah.
You're in, like, if everybody else has equal rights all across the board with every fucking thing, somebody is going to sue the fuck out of the right situation, and you are going to be loaded the rest of your life. And then it's going to be like that, a fucking, whatever it is, Supreme Court case to where it's going to be like a fucking judgment from now on. You can't get mad at people.
But I think that your situation would have been that time for that.
I think Sarah's is.
Sarah's.
Yeah. Okay. I think because with you with the school, I think you said when we did the first episode, you recused yourself before.
I did, right? Yeah, like I didn't. I mean, I could have taken it that way, but it's like, for like my piece, it's not worth it. It's not worth a long court battle. It's not worth fighting the school district. Like, I also, obviously, the teachers don't make a lot of money anyway. School districts don't have a lot of money. Like, why am I going to take from kids?
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I don't need their money.
Yeah, I think it's more about the bigger general thing of the next person.
With you, what I was getting to is because you left, you couldn't do it. Yeah. Like, you would have had a fucking prime example.
Right.
You getting treated the way that you've got treated at some of those sporting events.
Yeah.
Fucking sue.
What's arena
will be named after you.
Yeah,
I know. So for football, my kids were in the football organization, And I was told, I have a contract and everything that said I was not allowed to take them to practice, be at games, even set foot on the property, communicate with other parents or anybody that's there about my own children because of what I did for a living. And at that time, I wasn't big yet. Like, it wasn't what it was. You would have to search for it. Mm-hmm. And the cheerleading coach, she searched for it. Mm-hmm. And she's going through a divorce, miserable, you know, lady. So she found it. She outed me and exposed me. So I went through that. The football organization, the president of the organization, his wife was the teacher at the school that my kids were going to. So my son got suspended.
That's crazy to me. It's like, why does it matter? Like, what is happening? You didn't sign some, like, there's no document that someone gives you that says, I cannot be an adult entertainer and my kids can't play fucking sports.
Well, like, it's because of the other people. Like, I'm telling you, they don't want me there because my presence disturbs them.
It does, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, that's hot. I show up in a hoodie, hat, no makeup, not done up, nothing.
And they still want you.
And they still hate it. They just cannot stand even me being there. That's so insane. Now it's trickled into hockey. My whole entire family, they didn't just ban my kid or me this time. They said the whole entire family cannot set foot in the ice rink. Period.
So I would say, fucking suit, bro.
Yeah.
When the coach, and now we have a whole bunch of people who have like put eyes on the situation.
Who's doing this?
It's crazy. The coach, you know, he called and he goes, listen, he said, I'm pretty pissed off. And he said, you know, I'm tired of hearing this from every other parent that they don't want their kids left in a hot or in the locker room with your kids because they just know, they think they know too much. Because of what you do for a living. And I'm like, my kids have no fucking clue. They have no idea. They think that I'm, which I do sports and a whole bunch of other stuff, but that's what they think. And they know their mom models and they're proud of those things. But they're
kids are already looking at porn. I'm sorry, but freaking kids do. Like we were talking last night when she was telling like, how many of us, you know, had an orgasm for the first time? When you hit puberty, like, kids are searching for that stuff regardless if it's you or if it's anybody else.
Well, I mean, look at the Grammys. Sorry. Lizzo's shaking her ass in a thong.
Okay.
Yeah, so, be for real.
Come on.
Be for real, yeah.
That's okay, but God forbid a mom has a OnlyFans that you have to pay to see and search for, and it's behind closed doors. God forbid that.
Well, no one would have probably known if it wasn't for them exposing them just like Bree.
Okay, can we talk about that? And people are, you know, kids, students, people are saying, well, you taught high school, so students were going to find out. And I'm like, maybe, maybe not, though. I was faceless forever. Like, you had to pay for it. But two, adults are still taking screenshots and posting them on Facebook in a group of students. And I'm like, you're advertising this to students.
The kids I'll tell you 100%. A boy would have never fucking told. A high school boy, if he ever found out, he would have told his friends maybe and became subscribers, but he would have never fucking told. No. He would have wanted you to keep doing what you were doing and having that fantasy. It was a dad. It's 100% a dad that got caught. Mm-hmm. And then when the dad got caught by the wife, she wanted to be a Karen.
I wish I knew. Yes. Gosh, I wish I knew who it was. Like, I think it's going to come out one day. I'll be told the name.
Oh, yeah. It'll trickle down. Yeah. I want to know. We always find out. Small towns. It might be years, but we always find out.
You'll have the reassurance, though. If you were me and you viewed shit like I did, you got to think how that wife, though, you're seared into her fucking brain. They might have exposed you, but she literally, every time she looks at her husband, has to know that he's beat it to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, see, like, that is king fucking petty shit.
Think about it. Yeah. What would you,
Yeah.
I know all the wives are definitely checking their bank statements. Sure.
Well, we were talking about that. Like, I asked her, I said, how many guys have subscribed? But you have so many subscribers that you probably aren't able to notice who they are. But I have people's husbands from our hometown. I dropped some names. So I said, you remember this one?
Don't drop
You remember that one? Oh, fuck around and find out. Oh, I would love that. But I would never share information of my followers, my fans. No, I'm loyal to them.
It's respectful. Would never. And like for me, I'm like, you know, yes, these, you know, husbands are on here or whatever, but at the same time, I'm not looking at like, oh, I got her man. I don't look at it like that. Mm-hmm. It's a business.
Yeah.
It's exactly. A transaction. It's there. It's two adults that are consenting to each thing, and we're all having fun, and it's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever looks at it like, oh, well, why don't you say who's here? And, you know, I'm like, because I don't care. That's none of my business. Mm-hmm. That's what.
So are you guys pretty open? Like, are you pretty open with your husband?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the problem. I think a lot of relationships are very single, and, like, they aren't open. They don't have the conversation about being open. So when they find out that their husbands are subscribing, it's not really a good thing, you know, versus you guys might be like, high five, hey, I think she's hot, like, I'm into that, but they don't have that conversation with her.
I mean, I feel like it's good. It's definitely, I will say, like, our marriage is 100 times better since we have been able to, like, be open than it ever was. And, you know, people are out here, you know,
I've always spoke on this too, whereas I think people get married for the wrong reasons. Yeah. I don't think people are as confident or comfortable with being who they are and going after somebody they want or their best friend. They go over, you know, they go for the idea of marriage versus.
Well, so many of us were taught, like, when growing up, you get out of high school, you marry your high school sweetheart, or you find them right thereafter. You start building a life right from there on. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that shit.
No.
Like, I didn't even know who I wanted to be in life until I was like 28 years old and was comfortable with. How the fuck was I supposed to marry somebody with still a child's mindset and dedicate the rest of my life to you? And it makes no sense.
Yeah, you don't grow together because you guys are still living in that same mentality and that mindset and that space. And it's just the way it is. That's why these small towns, they reject anybody who has different ideas or different dreams or different.
I'm telling you, mine hates me.
Oh, yeah.
My hometown fucking hates me.
People are still calling, like, my husband's grandparents and his parents.
That sucks.
Like,
you've got to be kidding
me. Oh, no. Yeah. Like, yes, they are. They will personally call and text them and say things like, I'm so sorry. Like, my mom.
It's terrible.
My mom was doing something at a furniture store, and, like, the owner texted her and was like, just by the way, I'm so sorry. And my mom's like, for what? Like,
evil. Like, where we're from, they're really evil. Like, they really are. They're like little, they're bored.
But y'all realize, though, like, y'all are seared in their fucking brain.
Yeah.
No, I think like about that a lot.
Yeah, like, you're fucking their trauma.
Yeah. Like, I love that. Like, no, I love that. Yeah. I am a menace to society. Yeah,
like,
I
want
and I love
to
it.
Be somebody's trauma. Like, yeah. If I'm the, like, if I have bothered you so fucking bad, whatever I'm doing, that you have to go out of your way in all these ways. Like, I'm a big fucking deal to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, thank you. You're right.
I mean,
thank you.
But also, like, I didn't ask for this. Like, you guys did this, you know? Like, there's also, like, speculation, like, well, she's a genius, you know, if she did all of this. But, like, the day after I got put on leave, like, reporters were literally calling me the next morning because people were calling them and, like, giving anonymous tips. And, oh, Megan was also told by one of the newspapers in St. Louis that coworkers from the school were calling and reporting it. And it's like,
oh yeah,
you guys are making it a way bigger deal than it ever would have been.
Yeah, that's why I'm one of those. I appreciate the fucking haters in my life. I do. I want to be the bad guy, though. Like, I want you. Like, I've always said this to folks. I want you to look at me or be around me one time and be like, I either love that guy or I never want to fucking see him again.
Right.
I want you to judge me by a cover. I want you to judge this book by its cover. I want you to have to dive into me to know if we're going to be close. I don't really believe in, like, I say, tell you and Matt, I love y'all all the time, right?
Right.
I care about y'all. Like, I literally do. But, like, I like people that are loyal to me. I've had people tell me they love me to my face and stab me in the back. Mm-hmm. I've never had anybody that was loyal to me. That would do that. And that's what I would rather it be that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same.
I keep fucking.
Are we twisted? Because I feel the same way.
Really?
Are we fucked up?
I don't think it's fucked up. I think it's, I think you get to a point of life and these people that are supposed to care about you, they say that they do, are usually the ones that fuck you over.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were just having that conversation.
I don't do that anymore. I make it to where I am very hard to love.
Are you difficult?
Yeah, but
you like the difficult ones. So
I make me very hard to love. So if you get to that point with me, then you know me. Like I used to like whether it was Sarah or whoever when they first started coming around, y'all know. But it's like I want it to be where if we don't have like a real connection or whatever, I don't do fair weather people.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to be around me and my friends and what I consider our family, we're either going to have like a fucking soul bonding connection and be close. So you got to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's how I am too. It's all of me.
Well, I quit seeing the good in people. Yeah. I know this sounds fucked up. I don't want to like, I'm not going to look and see the good in you. You're going to have to earn that with me now. To where a lot of people will say, hey, I thought they were great to start off with. Then they turn out to be shit. I'm going to look at you like you're going to be shit until you prove me otherwise. And if I do it that way, I'm not setting myself up to get my feelings hurt.
Right. No That's expectations.
Fair.
No. I think a therapist might be in your future. I think you might need to see a therapist.
I don't believe in therapists. That's probably another reason why I probably need one. No. I believe in support systems.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Actually, therapists do. Yeah.
I can't go to somebody and be like, this is one of the problems I have with my mental health stuff. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go sit there and listen to somebody who's never been through the shit I've been through.
And tell
me how I'm supposed to feel.
I love therapy. Yes. I love therapy. So I'm like on the opposite. I don't know. I mean, I just do. I feel like it.
But I can sit in a room all day with people that's got trauma, bullshit, or whatever. And it's just that support system. Yeah.
Empathy is very comforting. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't have no bitch that went and got a degree tell me what to do.
I will say like that's tough. I guess I've never had that like big support system or like being where we're from. It's just not. I mean, I need to find those people.
We started at the studio. We hadn't done it in a long time, but like I started opening up the doors of the studio like once a week for people just wanting. Like we'd have little meetings for mental health and shit. It was cool. But then it just kind of fizzled out. Mm-hmm. It got real in there a couple times. And it was a strain on me. Because I like, even with like our group or whatever, I feel like the dad. I don't know why the fuck I feel like dad. It's all everybody's dads and moms. Like, I don't know why I have to feel like I'm the figurehead. It's kind of fucking weird. I feel like the old man. I really do.
Daddy instead of dad. Can we call you daddy?
You bitch. You can if you want to. But I take on everybody else's shit, like even without them asking me.
I know. I'll message you and I'm like, I'm having a life crisis, Josh. Mm-hmm. I need to talk to somebody. And you're just like this. And just it's you. The way that you put it into perspective, it makes me cry all the time because I'm like, oh, my God, he's so right. And then you just think positive and you totally changes your scope of things. Mm-hmm. You're like my person.
There's no sense in being negative.
So you have an immense amount of empathy. You probably have felt, if you can ground with multiple people like that, then you probably have felt some shit.
Yeah.
You've been through some shit.
I put myself in everybody else's shoes now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good with me. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Like, every day I'm getting better with me. Mm-hmm. Like, between the mushroom self-discovery, like, it's not just mushrooms. Like, I care about my peace more than anything else in this world. Like, I don't give a fuck about peace is first. Everything else comes after that. And the more I get that way, the more I'm comfortable with who I am and everything else. It's like, I got to spread this shit. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we all do. Kind of push it. I'm still high. That shit
terrific.
Keeps coming in fucking waves.
You have no idea. I've been watching everything around here melt.
Yeah.
Melting.
Yeah, I've done.
So you're like tripping.
Oh, I've never.
They're good. I told
actually
you.
Trip this hard, but it's also because when you sit here and you're doing nothing and you're just staring, that's what will come. You know.
Like, yeah.
If you're moving around.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Can I get a blanket because I'm freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, my shit is coming in waves. So I will get a thought in my head over here and be like, oh, this is good. This is some shit I'd say. And I'd get to the end of it and then be like, I'm fucking retarded. Like, this does not make sense. Why am I not patching this part of the conversation together? I am struggle busing over
dude,
here right now.
Yeah. How many did you take?
Four.
Fuck around. Okay. Yeah, like, I'm holding on. I hate this. Like, I've been over here, like, thinking I'm going to, like...
I've done them so many times, though.
Eyes are watery. Like, I've never...
Oh, yeah. I cry. Like, yeah, I'm telling you, I cry the whole time when mine is, like...
I love doing a cry mushroom cry.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's one of the best... okay, this is gonna sound fucking stupid. When like you get to that stage of it though, it literally you're releasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She gets so good. You're releasing yeah. everything you're holding on to.
I'm there and right it, now, but I need to do this by myself.
No, you don't.
You should do it right now, but this would probably be shit.
Yeah, this would be way too advanced for me right
now. No, this is advanced for me, my
friend. Yeah, I'm over here just like, yeah. And I'm on the downside. Like, my peak, I took mine way early with Riley. Yeah, just hold on tight, darling. You'll be fine. Yeah.
I have thought so many times, I'm like, can I just, I need to hold on.
You need your reins.
Yeah, I need to hold on to something.
Funny thing is, that's what I call my beard.
Right.
Oh!
Drum roll.
Yeah, dad joke.
That was good.
See, I'm coming back. Yeah. See, that's I got no peaks and valleys. I'm not 100% me right now, but I ain't that bad.
I wish we could get on the same ones. That would be helpful because I've been over here tripping.
Hey, you know what we'll do? When we get done with the show or like in the middle of it.
I can't do any more of these.
No, you can't.
I can't do any more of these.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're just extremely happy.
Yeah.
But when you do the cry part of it, everything that you've been holding on to is fucking washes away.
Like, look
dude.
How watery my eyes are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm.
It is so fucking great. My attitude in the past year has changed so fucking much. And I was already a positive person. Like, I already, with everything I've been through, this shit has escalated it to where, I mean, you kind of know some drama and shit that I've been through lately or whatever. Like, a year ago, I'd have put somebody's face through a phone. Like, and now I'm just like,
that would be fun.
I
would
love to poke
yeah.
you.
But now I'm like, you know what? I get to wake up tomorrow and be me, and they got to wake up and be them, and that's got to fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like, if they're. Peace. Yeah, that's that peace.
That's the peace.
Yeah, if somebody wants to talk about y'all because of what you do, it's because they're not happy with their lives. Mm-hmm. Like, just because your morals and their morals are different, that doesn't mean anybody's wrong. That's perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot tell you what morally is right for you.
Right.
And they're just miserable people. And when you get that peace, regardless of what it is, from mushrooms, therapy, or whatever, you just realize these people don't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Like, fuck their opinion. Mm-hmm. It's just an opinion.
Right.
But you should sue. Yeah, like, I'm not stupid. You should sue.
Oh, I know. But like she said, it's your peace. It's like, God, man, how long do I have to deal with these people and go through this shit? And, and I don't really give a damn. Just leave me the hell alone.
Right.
And because I'm chasing my peace at this point, and I'm like,
you gotta do it for the next person, though. You know what I mean? Like those type of things. It's always for the next person. Cause
I feel like with all this going on, it's gonna happen sooner than later.
It's got to. But then the hard part is finding a lawyer who is like, oh, this bitch isn't crazy, and it's like, no, I'm not crazy.
I promise you, they're out there and they are grinding their teeth for this. Mm-hmm. This is a like landmark case. Y'all just don't like this is going to be a huge fucking deal.
Yeah.
You cannot tell people how to live their private lives. Mm-hmm. That is unconstitutional.
But then who do you go after?
Yeah, no, exactly. Because it's a private school.
Okay. But also too, like, think about this. Like when you've had any major landmark decisions, like it was. Because something needed to be justified. Mm-hmm. Like there's something wrong. Let's make this right.
Right.
It's not necessarily you might go after a school system or go after an organization that plays sports. It's about you setting the precedent so the next person doesn't have to go through it.
Right. We need to create a law.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you can't
let them think about that part. You just bring them the case. You just bring them the case.
You know?
Yeah, 100%.
Like Elle Woods, like Legally Blonde.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I would like that's a good example. Yes. I think the fact that you went with Elle Woods.
I love her.
Now every fucking lawyer is like, fuck, she had me. She had
her on the stand.
You could have said anybody else's fucking name. Johnny Cochran, whoever.
Anybody.
Any other lawyer name that you knew. But you're like, Elle Woods?
Erin Brockovich, we'll do that.
Wasn't a lawyer.
I know, exactly. And she was a badass. And she
that is a great fucking movie.
I mean? It is.
I love that fucking movie.
From Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, somebody's going to make it into a landmark decision.
Mm-hmm. That's so amazing. You should do something. And same with your situation. Honestly, I feel like go to the full extremes that you can because fuck them.
Attorney General.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. You wrote what?
I wrote to the Attorney General in Florida over the whole thing.
And what did it have you gotten a response or anything?
Hell no.
You're not going to.
You should keep writing. Right. Oh, they're not going to respond.
Yeah,
to
they're you. Not. They're not even going to probably open a letter from you or anybody.
Nobody.
That's why you have to go through a fucking attorney. Mm-hmm. You have to get someone to scare the fuck. I think I'm the only person that's ever received a cease and desist letter and wasn't fucking scared from it and wiped my ass with it.
Yeah, because it's bullshit. It's crazy. Yeah.
It is.
But if you send something like that, they will fuck off.
Yeah.
They will fuck the fuck off usually. Yeah, unless you're like degenerates like us and we're like wipe your ass with the
I made the issue 10,000 times bigger whenever I got a cease and desist. I made it fucking annoying. I'm a crash test dummy. When I know that I'm right, and it's really like if I stand for something, there's a lot of shit. Like, I can let a lot of shit go, but if I'm passionate about something, I won't. Like, I am fucking balls to the wall with it. Mm-hmm. And same. If I know I'm right about something I'm passionate about, I will burn this goddamn house down to prove a fucking point.
That's how
point.
I ended up in jail.
Oh, no. Okay, wait, I thought
we were going to. We're not going to go details, but that is how I ended up in jail, actually.
No, that's another thing. That's funny. 2 years ago, I don't know if you heard me say this, I got really worked up on social media. Like, after some shit got posted or whatever, I got super fucking mad. I ended up deleting it because I was like, I'm a child. We're not doing that anymore.
That sounds like me.
Yeah. I was like, but I let my anger get the best of me. And then I just had like that moment realization, like, fuck this. It's going to cause more problems. Mm-hmm. I'm the problem here. I'm letting someone get to me. I love the quote. Lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep. Mm-hmm. That is one of my favorite things. Like, it fucking, I posted on there the other day. I was like, it's funny how people want to talk shit about me, but all my idols have been to jail in Nashville. Mm-hmm. If I end up going to jail in Nashville for beating the shit out of somebody because I think I'm right, boy, fucking give me the handcuffs right now. Like, I can put my picture next to George Jones. Oh, yeah.
Why like, are you guys the same person?
No, I know. No, I know.
Are you the same?
Know.
Are you the same?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to end up fucking or fighting, darling. I don't know which one it is yet, but both of us probably going to be rough.
Yeah, we're pretty similar characters. That's for sure.
That light is hitting your eyes right now. I can see how fucking watery they are.
I'm out of the worst phase that I was in. Now I'm doing better.
No, you're not.
You're just telling me that my eyes are glistening. Yeah, you said your eyes are telling me.
No, he's just admiring your beauty.
No, that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. It was funny. Y'all missed this earlier. So yesterday, like I had this angle on you guys, right? And you kept flashing it the whole time. But today, and I almost set it up so y'all would make
what?
You kept doing this the whole time.
No.
Oh,
shit.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, we did talk about it.
I thought you were fucking with me.
What did you think it was going to do?
I didn't know. I have my...
And you had no panties on.
I had no panties on.
That's what I said. You kept flashing it yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were just joking with me.
No. But what was funny is the camera hasn't moved since last night. And whenever I had to do the show earlier, Riley was sitting there and Will was sitting there, and all I saw was nutsack.
Oh,
I was so fucking mad the whole time. I was like, I had that view yesterday, and now I got nuts on the screen the whole fucking time. But
what a bummer.
I know, right?
That's a lot.
But anyway, I just want to tell y'all before we get off here, I love what y'all do. It's like, it's not my cup of tea. Like, I'm not ever going to do it. But I respect it so
I'm
fucking much.
I'm gonna get him to do it.
Nah.
He would. Your next collab.
I think we've had this conversation.
With
on
the modern
show.
Day.
I'm weird. Life. I'm weird about sex anyway. I like my shit behind doors.
It needs to be passionate.
Yeah.
We can start there.
He wants passion. We can
start there.
Yeah. I'm not putting it out. But also, I don't like the sharing thing. What's mine is mine.
You think I do?
You probably don't. You're probably too goddamn jealous for any goddamn thing.
Well, she needs to be, like, she needs a man. She needs a man to tell her what to do, and she will cook.
Howdy, darling.
I am the modern day housewife. Like, yeah. I am the ultimate housewife because
bitch, you gonna make me buy a ranch. Shut up. Like, right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm weird about it. Like, I don't, like, shame or whatever the fuck you call it, kink shame or that kind of stuff. I'm just different. Like, I'm old school in a shit ton of ways. Mm-hmm. That's why I've never been married. Like, I don't want to do it but one time. Mm-hmm. Like, and I've been spoiled by my grandparents to know what a marriage is supposed to be. That's why I don't casually date. Like, I'll go out on a date, right, casually fuck, but I don't get in and out of relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've been in four, like, real relationships my whole life.
You're, like, in it.
Yeah. If I'm about you, I'm about you. Like, you ain't got no question. Like, I'm one of those that, like, a month in, like, here, bitch, you can have my phone. Like, if we're doing this, let's fucking do it. That's why it's really hard with what I do, is because women are scared shitless of you guys.
And they should be.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they shouldn't be.
No, it's okay.
Whatever woman you end up with, she should be worried about me.
Oh.
Bitch, I'm telling you. You're going to fuck around and catch a 30-second thunder if you keep it the fuck up.
30-second thunder.
Do not think I won't fuck you.
Hey, I'm not talking about fucking here. I'm going to ruin your life.
God damn. Please. God damn. This got a little steamy in here for a second, didn't it?
Yeah, can we get off this? Can we go hang out?
Fuck yeah, we can. Thank y'all for listening, Josh. No, but seriously, I appreciate what y'all do. I hate that people give y'all a hard time. It's not deserved. It's not warranted at all. It's miserable fucking people. And I hope y'all realize that everybody that throws shade or hates on y'all is because more than likely they want to be you or they want to fuck you. Mm-hmm. I've always called it in my life the Brett Favre rule. I love Brett Favre. Yeah, I didn't figure you'd like that at all. Mm-hmm. But to be successful in life, you got to be like Brett Favre. Women got to want to fuck you and men got to want to be you. Mm. But the opposite thing that comes with that is everybody that doesn't like you is going to hate you. Yes. The way that she looked at me when I said Brett Favre right there, she's passionate about Brett Favre. She hates him. If you hate me, I want you to be fucking passionate about hating me.
100%.
I just, ew. Like, see? He's not my guy. You know, I have my guy.
Who's your guy?
Well,
I believe I got to cheers your guy last night because you went to bed
early. I cannot believe he did that.
Girl, you did not want to meet your man last night.
Anyway. No.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They wouldn't have let you in.
You're right.
No, they would not have let you in
to that last night. Yeah, you would not. They would have like, she's got to turn around because she don't know who she is.
Yeah.
No, we were having a really nice time, though. It was a really nice time. Everybody was contained.
Tonight's going to be better is what's awesome.
We literally both took a deep breath and looked at each other.
We're just feral fucking rats is what it is. Like, literal feral fucking rats.
No. Like, I'm not feral anymore. Like, I'm not feral anymore. Yeah, we've regressed. Yeah. And so it's like.
Well, I promise you, and she can tell you firsthand, what you're going to get to do today is the shit. It's nothing like last night.
No. Mm-hmm.
This is chill. This is a really fucking good time around nothing but amazing, super talented people. You're going to get to hear their stories. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to hear why they wrote a song. You're going to get to laugh and cut up with them or whatever. It's not people out dancing, shaking around. And I ain't got nothing against that. I had a good
tourist.
Time with you.
We were the tourists. Yeah. We had became
this
the tourists.
This is the real shit.
We were.
Yeah.
Shit like tonight is why I love country music.
Yes.
And the people, it's, you gravitate toward it. Once you do it one time, like, I promise you, you won't want to go back to Broadway.
It's real.
I just had to go to Broadway because I didn't remember the first time we went to Broadway.
Do you remember that one?
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't even remember because we were so fucked up. That was the time that you peed in the corner. Yeah.
To be fair, you told me to do it.
You're going to do everything I tell you to do, Brie? Be for real.
She does. Shouldn't.
I'm convincing, but like, goddamn.
And thank y'all for coming, too. I know y'all had like a nice little haul to get here. Sarah, I know y'all did, too. It means a lot. She's been doing a lot of stuff with us for the past year. And with this being our end of the year show, couldn't think of better people to have it with.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Y'all got anything else y'all want to say before we get off here? Like how great I am and you appreciate this opportunity. I just played. Y'all bitches didn't say nothing. Fuck y'all. Really? Well, fuck each and every one of y'all. Oh my God. If y'all ever wanted to end the moment how bad I am with women, that right there. Jesus Christ, ladies.
We all looked at each other like, ooh.
I don't appreciate this bitch at all. That's what y'all just did.
I'll tell you your nice things later.
Please fucking do. All right, folks. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. We will catch you next time.